phone with me right now is Erin Gabbert, the Community Impact Director with American Heart Association. Erin, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I am doing great. Of course, we got to talk about what's going on with the CPR challenge that I've been reading about. First of all, tell us about what's going on.
Well, February is American Heart Month. It's a month that we get very excited about at the American Heart Association. And this year, our theme is Be the Beat, and it's all about learning hands-only CPR. We have a couple different challenges and recommendations this month. We're urging at least one person in every household to learn hands-only CPR. And we also just were able to share a big, exciting partnership with Damar Hamlin around CPR called Three for Heart.
And it's so, I can see the importance really of getting to know this now, just because what we saw recently with Damar Hamlin on that Monday Night Football game. I think the awareness is out there more now, Erin.
It really is, which is incredible. And our hope is that it doesn't stop. You know, we hope that this really wakes people up and people realize how easy and quick they can learn CPR. And hopefully our Three for Heart challenge is going to do that.
Yeah. So, Erin, tell us about some of the simple steps that people can learn when it comes to CPR.
Happy to do that. So, I mean, it all falls under this Three for Heart. So what we're challenging people to do is go to heart.org/hands-only CPR. There you can watch just a quick 90-second video that teaches you the two simple steps for doing hands-only CPR. It's very, very simple. You call 911 immediately if a teen or adult in your home or you see in public collapses, and then you place one hand on top of the other that will be shown in the video, and you push hard and fast on the center of the chest. So that first step in that Three for Heart challenge is to watch that video. Go to heart.org/hands-only CPR. And then we want you to watch that video. And then we want you to go on social media. And we want you to challenge three people that you know to take the challenge as well. And use the hashtag, the number three, and then F-O-R, heart. Three for Heart.
Now, Erin, you got to tell me about, I just read this earlier as well, the Don't Drop the Beat playlist. Please tell me about this that the American Heart Association came up with.
Well, we love this. You can go on Spotify, and there is a playlist, and there that is all the songs on there are 100 to 120 beats per minute, and that matches up with the same rhythm that you're supposed to push on someone's chest for CPR. So we've always, for years and years, we've always used the example of Staying Alive for that song. But we realized as we're all getting older and new generations are coming up that they may not be as familiar with that song. So the American Heart Association created a playlist with all kinds of music. There's Beyonce, there's Bruno Mars, there is, I mean, everything you can imagine, all the way to the song, the kids' song, Baby Shark. So that way, everyone can find their favorite song in that list that they can, you know, just draw on if they are ever in a situation where they need to perform hands-only CPR.
Yes. So, Erin, once again, give them that information so they can go do their research and get that info they need.
The biggest thing to remember is to go to heart.org/hands-only CPR. And then watch that 90-second video. If you don't remember the website I share, just Google it. Say hands-only CPR video. And then just learn those couple of steps. It's very, very simple. And we want you to encourage your friends and family to do the same thing. The biggest message is you don't have to be certified to save a life. You know, really, it's those chest compressions that are going to do the work. So we just are encouraging everyone to do it. Jump onto this fun challenge that we've just been so blessed to have Damar Hamlin want to do with us and really spearhead. And we hope that we can get as many people in Kansas City trained.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate you. You enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.